This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
By now, I hope you're familiar with the level of sheer criminality that has been exposed in the deep state. You know, a redacted version of the FISA warrant that was used to spy on Trump campaign officials was released last weekend. And even though it was heavily redacted, it still has enough information in there to know that the deep state lied about all this, that Peter Strzok lied under oath. There's enough information in there to know that Barack Obama, conspired with officials such as Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe, James Comey, and others to illegally and criminally spy on the Trump campaign. I mean, these are criminal frauds carried out by deep state operatives. But that's not what this podcast is really about, per se. It's not about that criminality. It's about the fact that none of these people ever seem to be held accountable for their actions. None of them. That government itself grants itself immunity from criminal prosecution, no matter what crimes it is carrying out, no matter how heinous those crimes, government grants itself legal immunity. I mean, think about it. Why aren't these people in jail already? Why is Peter Strzok a free man? And why did they maintain top security clearances all this time? Why is Rod Rosenstein running the DOJ instead of Jeff Sessions? Why are all these people getting to walk away scot-free from the treason that they committed? We're talking about an attempted coup to overthrow the president of the United States, to steal the country away from the voters. This is the most serious crime that any deep state shadow government can ever commit. The most heinous crime, the most destructive crime to a democracy, destructive to your freedom, violating the will of the voters, violating the Constitution, national security, the trust of the voters, and yet nothing has happened to these people in terms of being held accountable. Nothing. And that's the point here. Beware of big government, because when you want government to do something for you, provide something for you, give you something for free, hand out entitlements, regulate this, regulate that, in every case, you are creating a monster. You are creating a monster that will sooner or later be weaponized and used against you, against the people. Big government is a big weapon against the people. Be careful, because that's what you're creating when you call for big government. You're creating large weapon systems that can be and will be used against you to harm you. Never forget that. Also, never forget that this criminal government that can commit an infinite number of crimes with impunity and get away with everything, they can and will fabricate crimes against innocent people. Just like they fabricated a series of fake crimes and allegations against President Trump. The entire Trump dossier, which was funded by the Hillary Clinton campaign and used to invoke the FISA warrant spying on American citizens, this entire document is a work of fiction. And, you know, of course, the deep state people say, well, we've been able to verify certain facts in that document. Yeah, that his name is Donald J. Trump, that he was born on this given date, that he's running for president. Yeah, those facts are confirmed, of course. But none of the allegations, none of the made-up garbage, that stuff cannot be confirmed because it is fiction. It is all made up. It's engineered. And they can do that to you. You see, if you're targeted by the government, by this dangerous, dastardly deep state, they will fabricate crimes against you. They will plant evidence. They will plant spies like the FBI did. They planted spies inside the Trump campaign. And they will abuse all of their power to find you guilty of a crime you never committed. And think about this. There are two systems of justice in America now. There's one system of justice where the deep state elitists, those in power in government, can commit any crime and get away with it without any consequences. And then there's another system of justice where you can be thrown in prison for life without having ever committed a crime at all. This is the hypocrisy of so-called system justice system as it exists today in Washington, D.C., and it is shameful that it has come to this. It is a disgrace to this country that the FBI has become a weapon against justice. Think about it. Think about all the effort that people have put in, the men and women of the FBI, many of whom are good people. I know some of them. And their efforts have been nullified and contradicted and wiped out by these crooked criminal fraudsters at the top, like James Comey and Robert Mueller and others, who have now destroyed the reputation of the FBI. They've destroyed trust in government. They've destroyed trust in the justice system. All by design, by the way. They don't care. They don't care what the reputation of the FBI is, as long as they get their goals achieved, as long as they nail Donald Trump at all costs. I have no doubt that's the memo that went out to these people, that you must terminate Donald Trump at all costs, at any cost, no matter what the cost, because Donald Trump is exposing the deep state. Donald Trump is the guy who can overturn the corruption and the fraud, and he will expose it at every level. And he's the guy who can give America back to the American people. And that's why he is being fought at every level. And that's why he is being tortured with these false allegations and fake anonymous media leaks, you know, or deep state leaks to the media. This is designed to destroy the Trump presidency, to get him out of office so the deep state can reclaim power. That's what it's all about. And you can bet they're out there. They've already done this. They've already got all the leverage on Mike Pence, the vice president. Just in case they get rid of Trump and Pence becomes president, they've already got all the leverage points on Pence. And Pence, he doesn't have the backbone of Trump. He'll play along. He'll go along with the swamp. Because he's the kind of guy who wants to get along. He just wants everybody to be happy. And if that's your attitude, you shouldn't be in political office today, because you won't be able to fight the deep state. You won't be able to do what is necessary to protect and defend this country against its domestic enemies. Domestic enemies. Enemies of America, within America. People like John Brennan. People like James Clapper. I mean, think about it. Former CIA director and former director of National Intelligence, DNI. Think about it. These people are traitors. I mean, wasn't it Brennan who voted communist? He's a communist. He's a closet communist. He has been working diligently with Barack Obama to overthrow or undermine this country. Peter Strzok, reportedly, I haven't confirmed this, but reportedly, has a long history of being in Iran and working with Iranian officials and undermining America. And no doubt, he was part of Obama's scheme to give Iran billions of dollars in cash and gold and nuclear weapons capability, including the uranium-1 nuclear fuel that Hillary Clinton rubber-stamped and Robert Mueller rubber-stamped at that time. I mean, these people have worked day to day diligently seeking to undermine this country, to destroy America. These are acts of treason, because in their minds, we are at war. Normally, treason doesn't apply unless you're in a state of war, but they've turned it into a war. They've made it a war on America. They have armed America's enemies with nuclear weapons capability. Do you understand? They have funneled billions of dollars to our strategic enemies in the Middle East. They have sought to overthrow an American election. They have tried to commit a soft coup against the country, and they got caught. And frankly, throughout history, people who have committed far lesser crimes have been publicly hanged to death after facing a trial, you know, after being found guilty. Throughout history, many people like that have been hanged. I'm not calling for these people to be hanged, but I am calling for them to be arrested, indicted, to face the charges. And that would have to involve the Department of Justice doing something other than just sitting on Jeff Sessions, sitting on his ass, sitting around. I don't know what he's doing. Is he in a coma? Does he realize that that we're losing our country? Does he have any idea what's going on here? Because he seems to be asleep at the wheel. Jeff Sessions has become the modern-day Benedict Arnold of America. He's the deep state traitor, claiming to be working for the Trump administration, but actually working from the inside to sabotage the Trump administration and to overthrow America. That is what Jeff Sessions has been doing. This guy, I'm going to have to start calling him a traitor. I've refrained from doing that so far because I thought maybe he'll come around. I think it's clear at this point that he will not come around. Jeff Sessions is a traitor to America. He is actively working for the deep state. There's no question. He is actively interfering with investigations or delaying investigations. He is standing by and allowing America to be overrun and overthrown and destroyed from within. Jeff Sessions, you are a shameful traitor. So what can you do about all this? Well, of course, go to real.video. Start looking for videos that you can share. Or post your own videos. Create your own video channel there. We now have, I've been told, 150 new channels being requested every day. Every day. That's how popular Real.Video is becoming. And in the last 7 days, there were over 600,000 viewed minutes of videos on Real.Video. So go there, check out the videos, share the videos, read my website, Natural News, and spread the word. It's time for us to call for the arrest of these deep state swamp creatures. They need to face federal charges for obstruction of justice, sedition, corruption, lots of things. You know, we'll let the prosecutors come up with those charges. If the DOJ would get on board with this and actually prosecute these people. But in the meantime, share the videos, share the links, speak out, don't remain silent. Your country is being stolen from you. You better stand up and start fighting as we are every single day. Fight for your future. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the founder of Real.Video.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.